我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你赐下给我们这个宝贵的祷告的权利。
You gave us this privilege to of prayer.
我们早上聚集在你跟前，我们就先运用这个权利，我们向你祈求。
We gather before your presence, then we can use the privilege to pray to you.
我们要向你感谢赞美。
We thank you and praise you.
我们要把我们的聚集交在你的手中。
We commit our gathering onto your hand.
求主教导我们怎样奉你的名聚集。
May you teach us how to assembly under your name.
求主教导我们怎样在会中一起的祷告来投靠你。
So may you teach us how to pray and rely on you.
教导我们在纪念你的时候，我们一同的来学用祷告来感谢赞美你。
So we can learn to praise you through prayer.
主，我们把早上的信息恭敬的交在你的手中。
We commit the following time onto your hand.
我们求主用宝血遮盖我们。
May your precious blood cover us.
用你的能力扶持我们。
So may your power support us.
无论是讲的、翻的、听的
，No matter speaker, the translator or the listeners,
你都赐下你圣灵的同在。
May you give your presence of your Holy Spirit.
主，你用你的圣灵的膏油膏讲的跟翻的。
May you anointing us with your Holy Spirit.
膏我们的耳朵
，Anoint our ear.
以致我们能够听见你
，So we can truly hear your voice.
我们能够学习来爱你。
So we can learn to love you.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give all the glories unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天呢，时间是有新的改变。
So we have a new time today.
所以呢，可能有些弟兄姊妹会迟到。
So maybe some brothers and sisters may be late to the meeting today.
但是无论怎样，当我们来到主跟前，我们都学习用祷告来仰望我们的主。
So no matter what, when we come to the presence of the Lord, we need to learn to pray before Him.
早上我有负担跟大家交通我这些日子的一些的经历或者负担。
I have a burden to share with brothers and sisters the recent experience.
题目是要同心合意祷告。
The topic is pray in one mind.
所以当我们聚在这里的时候，我们也学习同心合意的祷告。
So when we have a meeting here, we learn to pray in one mind.
我自己觉得自己很软弱。
I feel I'm very weak.
我们翻译的弟兄也需要弟兄姊妹的扶持。
And the brothers, which is me, also need to support by our brothers and sisters.
我们旁边的弟兄姊妹也需要我们彼此的代求，让主能够使用早上的聚集来向我们说话。
So every one of us need to pray for each other, so may the Lord to help us.
所以当我们一面听的时候，我们也一面为着我们的交通祷告。
So when we listen to the I was sharing, but please also pray for each other.
好，在开始这个题目之前，我盼望能够跟大家分享一点呢，我这次去美国参加特会的感受。
So before we start this topic, I would like to share my recent experience that I went to United States to join their conference.
因为这个跟同心合意祷告是有关系的。跟同心合意祷告是有关系的。
Because this experience is related to today's topic, pray in one mind.
几个月之前有年长的弟兄鼓励我参加美国的美国的特会。
Few months ago, there were older brothers encouraged me to join the American conference.
靠着主的恩典跟供应，我跟楚芳呢就去了美加参加特会。
And me and my wife went to United States to join the conference.
一个是美国东岸，一个是美国西岸。
One is in the East Coast, the other one is in the West Coast.
两个特会的相隔有几个礼拜。
there are these two conferences have two different times.
所以我也趁着这个机会呢，到各地探望各地的教会跟弟兄姊妹。
And because of this opportunity, I have the chance to visit different brothers and sisters in the United States.
能够彼此交通，也了解一些各地聚会的情况。
So we have some fellowship and also have the chance to know what's going on there.
我们前后一共去了九个地方，有新认识的，有一些老朋友。
We went to nine different places and we knew some new friends, also met some old friends.
包括有四十多年没有见面的弟兄
，including the brothers we haven't met in the last 40 years。
有一些是从小一起玩、一起成长的弟兄
，some of them we knew each other since we are young, we were young。
他多年在美国都一直忠心的、劳苦的服侍主的教会，我们彼此交通很开心、很感恩。
And they served the Lord in the United States。
我也有机会看到一些年长的弟兄。
I also had a chance to see some older brothers.
其中特别印象深的有一百多岁的，有九十多岁的。
And some of them already over 100 years old. Some of them are over 90s.
无论在听他们的信息或者私下的交通、个别的交通，都得到很多帮助。
I received a lot of encouragement from them, no matter it's on the meeting or private fellowships.
我里面有个感觉，就是这些神的仆人年纪已经老迈了。
I have a feeling in my heart, although these brothers are old in their body,
他们已经忠心服侍了他们那个世代的人。
They serve their generation.
今天他们在地上的服侍差不多已经到尾声了，就要快要跑完他们要跑的路了。
They almost finished their raising on the earth and.Almost at the end of their service of for the Lord.
今天在神的家里头，一些的年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Today in the house of the Lord, there are some young brothers and sisters.
我们需要更多起来学习、追求、认识主和他的话。
We need to rise up to learn deeply of God's words.
正如保罗在提摩太前书四章十二节里头对提摩太的勉励这样说。
Just like what the Paul mentioned in the 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech.In conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
要谦卑地学习，为着神的家服侍神和他的旨意。
So to humbly learn that to serve the Lord and His will.
正如今年在东岸特会的主题所说的，在我们的世代中服侍神的旨意。
So like the topic of the East Conference, which was to serve God's will in our generation.
在这些年长的弟兄们心里头有一个很重的负担和爱慕。
There are a burden in those old brothers and sisters.
就是主的再来。
Is the Lord's return.
今年美国西岸的特会的主题就是凡爱慕他显现的人。
So the topic of the West Conference was those who love of his, the love of God's appearance.
你爱慕主再来吗
？Do you love to God's return?
使徒约翰在约翰一书第三章那里说：“主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。”
And just in the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 3, it said, "And when the God return, we will like him because we will see.Himself.
你爱慕亲眼看见主的真体，以致你能够更像他吗
？Do you have heart? Do you have a desire to see Lord Himself? That so you will be like Him.
主自己很盼望更快的回来，他盼望得着更多爱慕他显现的人。
So, Lord Lord have a desire heart to come back quickly so that there are more people can see him.
你盼望主日早能够更早的回来吗？
Do you have a hope that the Lord will return soon?
你盼望主能够早日得着他的教会，他的心腹，他心所爱的吗？
Do you hope that the Lord can truly get his church and his bride?
早日把邪恶和不法的事除去，
so,
建立一个公义的国度，荣耀归给神吗？
So he can eliminate all the unrighteousness, evils, so he can establish the righteous kingdom on the earth. So give all the glory to the Lord.
今天世界充满着很多不法跟邪恶的事，美国今年已经有21次肢体枪击的事件。
There are lots of unrighteousness and evil things fulfilled in this world. And in the United States, there were about 21 gun events.
平均不到两个礼拜一次。
So average about once every 2 weeks.
今天的人可以随意去变性，包括小孩子从小被教育去漠视自己生理的性别。
So in today's world, people can choose their gender.
只要自己喜欢就可以随时去选择自己跟自己相反的性别。
If you like, you can change your gender at any time.
还有同性婚姻、婚外情。
Also include same-sex marriage, cheating in a relationship, cohabitation.
未婚同居、杀害肚子里头的婴孩、安乐死等等。
Cohabitation and kill the unborn baby.
你渴慕主的再来吗？盼望他早天回来吗？
Do you desire God's return and hope him he can return soon?
以致世界的谎言、淫乱、个人的不法、政权的邪恶都能够早日被停止吗？
So the lie of the world, sexual immorality,and unrighteousness can be eliminated from the world.
主再来是这一切最完全、最彻底的解决的方法跟出路。
God's return is the final solution of these unevil things.
也包括你我能够早天得以脱离肉体的残累，我们身体得赎，早日看见他的真体。
So our body can be saved then when we see the Lord himself and we will be like him.
是的，主回来真好，但是为什么主这么久才都没有回来呢？
Yes, the God's return is so good. Why the Lord delay his return?
我们一起来读彼得后书第三章八到十节。
Let's read 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 to 10.
我用中文念就可以了，不需要翻译了。是彼得后书第三章八到十节。
Our brother will read them in Chinese.
你有英文圣经，你自己就读了。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像宅来到一样，那日天必有大有响声废去，有行止的都要被烈火烧化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。一个人当如何爱慕主的再来呢？
How could a man have a desire heart for God's return?
教会当如何爱慕主的显现呢？彼得在这一段经文里头这样跟我们说。
In the 2 Peter verse 11 to 13 tell us how the church could prepare for God's return.
这下面说几节，11到13节这样说。
Verse 11 to verse 13.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日 天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。十二节里头，切切仰望神的日子来到，在新约希腊原文其实是催促仰望神的日子来到。
So in the verse 12, it said, as you look forward to the day of the God and speed is coming. In the Hebrew says, quicken and hoping the God's return.
所以你和我是可以催促主快点回来的，教会是可以催促主快点回来的。
Therefore, the church can quicken God's return.
反过来说，教会也可以单言主的回来。
However, the church could also delay God's return.
这个催促和单言跟我们祷告是这个非常密切的关系的。
So when the God's return is related to our prayer.
这就是我们今天的信息的负担，要同心合一祷告。
So this is my burden today. We need to learn to pray in one mind.
我们先来看为什么我们要祷告。
Let's see why we need to pray.
讲这个之前，我们要先来看天和地的关系。
So before we start it, we need to look at the relationship between the heaven and the earth.
我要问大家个问题，就是你认为是天管控地呢，还是地管控天？
So, I want to ask you a question. Is the heaven govern the earth or the other way around?
谁觉认为是天管控地的？举手。
Please raise your hand if you think the heaven govern the earth.
谁认为是地管控天的？
And who thinks the other way around?
我们来看大卫在103篇4篇19节说的。
Let's see how the King David said in the Psalm 103 verse 19.
一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。另外但以理书第4章26节，那里告诉我们巴比伦王尼布加尼撒这样说。
So in the Daniel chapter 4 verse 26,
那里说守望四章二十六节
chapter 4 verse 26,
可能我是好，我的版本跟这里好像有点不同。好，那意思是等你知道诸天掌权，是等你知道诸天掌权以后，你的国必定归你。是，在后面拿两句。
Similar is that the command to lift the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules.
这些经文都清楚告诉我们是天管控地，而不是地管控天的。
So this scripture clearly told us that it's the heaven govern the earth.
但是问题是，既然是天管控地，什么都是天管的，我们在地上为什么要祷告呢？
So the question is that, is the heaven govern the earth? Why shall we still pray?
关于这方面，尼托生弟兄在将近100年前在福星报一篇交通叫什么是祷告里头讲提到这一个。
Regarding to this question, Brother Watchman Nee had published a topic, on the newspaper, it says, what is prayer?
他说我们最先要问说何必祷告呢？祷告有什么用处呢？
So we need to ask ourselves, why shall we pray and what's the purpose of prayer?
神是无所不知的，也是无所不能的，他为什么要等到我们祷告之后才兴起工作呢？
God knows everything. Why shall him wait till our prayer than he start his work.
他既知道何必要我们祷告呢？他既有能何不直接做工？何必我们祷告呢？
So he knows everything. Why he want us to pray?
神为什么说你们得不着是因为你们不求呢？
Why the Lord said because you can't get it because you don't ask for it?
他是无所不知的，他既知道我们是需要开门的，为什么要等到我们叩门才开门呢？
He knows our needs. He knows that we need the door open. Why he wait till we knock the door, then he open the door?
门如果是单开的，开门也是合乎神的旨意的。神也知道了我们有开门的需要，就他为我们开门好了。
So the door is supposed to be open, and open the door is in God's will. And why God?didn't open the door until we prayed, until we knocked.
为什么要我们叩门呢？叩门到底给神以什么便利呢？
So why he asked me to knock the door, and what's the purpose of that?
如果我们不叩门，神就不开门吗？
If we don't knock the door, will the God not open it?
他宁可让他的旨意，让正义迟延，得不着成功。而等候我们的祷告吗？
So will he willing to delay his will if we don't pray?
他肯让他开门的旨意受着我们不叩门的限制吗？
Will his will be limited by us?
这样看来，神的旨意是受我们限制了。
So in this way, God's will is limited by us.
为什么他旨意的开门还受我们祷告的叩门支配呢？
So why his will is rely on our prayer?
当我们问过这一些问题之后，我们真看见祷告是个大奥秘。
So after we are asking these questions, we will see that prayer has a big ministry.
在这里我们可以看见个神做工的原则，就是必须神的指命祷告，神才肯兴起做工。
So we can see a principle that God will do his work, however we need to cope with it.
神不肯单独成功他的旨意，乃是当神的子民在祷告里与他表同情时，他才肯成功。
So God, he doesn't want to only do his part, but he also want his people to work with him.
所以刚才有人说举手说是地管控天，这句话不是完全错的。
So I saw some people raise their hand and said that it's the earth govern the heaven. This statement is not 100% wrong.
其实是神乐意他的子民在地上管控天上的旨意临到地上。
So God's his will is to We can work with him.
神有他绝对的主权，我们不能用祷告强逼神做他不要做的事情，我们也不能用祷告劝服神做他不想做的事。
So God has his authority, and we can't change his will that he the things on the things that he doesn't want to do.
但是我们却能够用不祷告来阻碍单言神要做的事。
However, we could delay the things that the Lord wants to do if we don't pray.
就好像主耶稣要回来。
For instance,
这是神很清楚的、很美好的旨意所定规的。
For instance, the Lord's return, this is the thing needs to be done.
我们可以通过祷告来催促主的再来，我们也可以通过不祷告来单言主的再来。
So through prayer, we can quicken the Lord's return.However, without our prayer, we could also delay his return.
神愿意，神在等待。 你愿意吗？
God is willing, He's waiting.
你愿意祷告吗？
Are you willing to pray?
现在我们来听主耶稣讲到同心会的祷告。
So let's see the chapter that Lord Jesus mentioned about praying in one mind.
我们一起来读马太福音十八章十八到二十节。
Let's read together Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to verse 20.
我们一起来读，开声来读。
Let's read together.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。首先我们要知道，这个十八节的捆绑和释放是主耶稣指着教会说的。
So we need to know that in the verse 18, the bind and release is indicated church.
因为前面15到17节是讲到有得罪弟兄的事，如果个别事下处理不了，就要告诉教会，让教会处理。
So in the verse 15, it says if a brother sin against you, you need to deal with privately. If you can't deal this event, you need to take it to the church.
并且这个捆绑和释放是指做祷告说的，因为下面十九节是讲到祈求。
And also the binds on the earth and also loose on the earth are related to prayer.
所以这里我们看主耶稣给了教会一个很大的权柄，就是神在天上要在地上做捆绑释放的工作的时候呢，他要通过教会在地上先做捆绑和释放的祷告。
So we can see that the Lord Jesus gave us a big power that when the God do the bind and loose work, and it must through our prayer on the earth.
这是神乐意今天在地上他要用的工作的原则。
So this is the principle of of God.
神有无穷的能力。
God has endless power.
有人说神的能力就有好像一辆马力很大的火车头。
And some people said the power of God just like a very powerful train.
能够带动火车要去他要到的地方，但是火车需要有火车的路轨才能够行走。
It can go to anywhere. However, the train needs a railway.
教会的祷告就是好比这个路轨。
The prayer of the church is like the railway.
让神能够通过教会的祷告通达的带领教会要到的地方，做神要他做的工作。
So through church's prayer, God can lead the church to get to the any place to do his work.
我们人自己为神所能够做的工的能力是何等的软弱，我们资源是何等的贫乏。
We have very limited resources and also we have weak powers.
但是神却能大能的神却能够用软弱的人的祷告去叫他的旨意成就在地上。
However, God can accomplish his will through our weakness prayer.
另一方面，神如果在地上找不到两个人同心合意的祷告，神宁可延迟他在地上释放和捆绑的工作。
On the other hand, if the Lord cannot find two or three people praying in one mind, he are more willing to delay his work.
人如何能够同心呢？
How could we pray in one mind?
怎能够同意呢？合意呢？
And how could we have the same mind?
有很多时候两个人不能够合意，是因为他们不同心。
And many times two people cannot have one mind because they don't have one heart.
如果教会里头的人都是做旁观者，都是做客人的，保持距离的，很自然就相安无事，没有冲突了。
If in a church everyone just like guests or visitors, they keep a safety distance between each other, and I think, and there is nothing happen.
但是这不是圣经里所说的同心合意。
However, this is not the, this is not the, one mind and one heart.
如果我们都以神的家做自己的家，彼此配搭服侍，蒙恩的罪人都彼此生活在一起。
So if we think the house of God, the house of God is our house, and we work together, we live together.
很自然的容易产生冲突，有得罪和被得罪的事情发生。
And conflict can be easily found in the church, and some brother and sister may be sin against you.
这个得罪的事可能是因着人的软弱让肉体发表出来，也可能纯粹是个误会，或者两样都有。
So the sin, the against each other could probably could be the weakness in our body or some mistakes among us.
无论怎样，这两个人之间的因为这个筵席啊，心中就有苦毒了，没有饶恕和接纳的。
SoBecause of conflicts, because of the conflicts, it is quite difficult for us to accept each other, to forgive each other.
这样的不同心就容易产生不合意。
And because of, we have a different hearts in the house, then it's very difficult for us to haveIt is very difficult for us to pray in one mind.
所以主耶稣在十五节到十七节讲到要用着爱挽回得罪自己的弟兄。
So in the verse 15 to 16, Jesus said we need to restore our brother with love.
最后在二十一到三十五节他讲到用着爱赦免得罪自己的弟兄。
So in the verse 21 to 35, he also mentioned that, Because of the love, you can forgive the brothers who have sinned against you.
这个前后文的编排不是偶然的，因为要挽回弟兄，彼此认罪、饶恕，是教会能够同心合意的祷告一个很重要的学习。
And this is quite important topic of learning to restore brother or forgive each other. So this is the important way for us to learn to pray in one mind.
另一方面，同心合意的祷告不等于对罪的包容或者纵容。
On the other hand, praying one mind doesn't mean we can accept sin among us.
就好像前几天澳洲悉尼的圣公会大主教 Glenn Davis, 他公开的请那些要求教会支持同心婚姻的人离开教会。
Just like a couple days ago, in the Catholic Church, and Glenn Davis public announced that, and the church should to support same marriage people to leave the church. Same sex marriage people to leave the church.
No.
To accept them.
Promote to support them.
To ask the church to promote to support them, to support those who want to have a same sex marriage.
Ask those to support her leave.
So support to leave.
他说教会不能祝福同性婚姻，因为教会不能祝福罪恶。
He said the church cannot bless the same-sex marriage because the church cannot accept evil.
有时候犯罪的弟兄不肯悔改被挽回，仍旧硬着心。
So some brothers may not want to be restored because he has a very hard heart.
如果事态严重，教会只能够因着爱保护群羊，避免让罪恶好像一点的面焦使全团都发起来。
In order to protect most of the people and to prevent the evil things spread inside the church.
为着爱其他羊群，教会要执行管教。
In order to love others, and the church need to use some rules.
把犯罪的弟兄赶出教会，看他为外邦人和税吏一样。
to send the sins brother of the church, see him as tax collector.
这样做是为着爱犯罪的弟兄，目的是让他最终时的悔改而被挽回。
The purpose of that is to love the brother who is sin and